welcome, welcome back to Vibrate Higher for another Frequency Sunday. I'm sending all you beautiful souls listening tonight peace and blessings, love, joy, happiness, all of that. I'm Queen Rich. I always join here with my beautiful, amazing, honest co-host, Lista Renee. How you doing, girl?
Hey, all you beautiful people. And like Queen Rich said, sending you love, prosperity, and all that good shit. Hopefully everyone enjoyed their day. Again, just because we don't celebrate, we're not here to rain on y'all parade. But how are you doing today, Queen Rich?
Girl, I'm rested up, ready to jump into the show. But I am going to say this about that song, that opening song. Girl, that was so funny to me. I hope y'all wasn't expecting no silent night looking ass. No. What you gonna give me for Christmas?
You would never hear that on here.
Right. Yeah,
like
that
you
was
say,
perfect.
Christmas
was
lights perfect. Got his light bill high. Like you said, yeah, all the Christmas
right.
lights got his light
right.
bill high. So y'all need to reconsider that next year. But I wanted to see, you know, we do know that people celebrate. And I know you and I, we spoke earlier brief on it. And this is not your first year not celebrating, so I wanted to see, you know, how did today turn out for you and your family?
It was a regular day. I worked. Baby was home. Kids home, of course. We was chilling. They went to the pond. They said the pond was solid frozen, and they was fucking walking on it. Kind of shook me, but I'm like, hey, at least I can swim. I don't know. I don't know. Boys will be boys, I guess. But other than that, no complaints at all. We warm. Shit, our hot water was froze for a while, but it was unthawed just last night. So everybody got a hot shower in and everything. And, hey, I could not complain. I'm stress-free. Better believe it. Got a new car. You hear me? I'm not worried about
nothing.
Nothing.
Congrats on
all
of the blessings that are coming your way.
Yes. Yes, you hear me? You know, my kids, they ain't throw no fit about nothing, not seeing nothing, none of that stuff. They got their shoes and stuff like that. But as far as wrapping gifts and presents and all of this, waking up and Santa Claus and bullshit, nah, baby. They know to not play with me. What the fuck shit, for real. What about you? How long you have been celebrating?
This is my fourth year, and, you know, my kids, they, you know, they were okay, and they adapted quick to my spiritual journey. Like I said, my youngest one, she walks, you know, real tough in my footsteps, trying to be a spiritualist. So I'm really grateful to, you know, just have kids that know it's a present to be present, you know, it's not in the gift. And, you know, we don't do no Saint Nick, no Santa Claus. Like, my kids knew Santa Claus was not real at the age of four. Like, I didn't play them whole ass games. Not
right.
gonna let nobody take credit for the things that I do, because I feel like I work hard for my two children. I ain't got nobody
right.
helping me with them. So what I do, I'm going to take credit for. And then also, I got this clip that I'm going to jump into, because I feel like a lot of people feel like, hey, we're celebrating Jesus' birthday. First off, Jesus, it stands for Earth Pig. So I just want everyone to be clear that we don't celebrate Jesus. And then also, the Creator's birthday was not in December. And I know that today is the ending of the winter solstice. So I hope everyone enjoyed that. But how do you feel, before I get into this tip, Queen Rich, how do you feel about people saying, well, we're just going to use this to celebrate the birth of baby Jesus?
Girl, our language is so fucking cursed that it's so many meanings to different words. And once people realize that, then we'll be able to get somewhere. But literally, these people have you speaking their language, believing, you know, their definitions of things. Christmas don't even mean Christmas. You know, I mean, what is Christmas? It literally means cheerful sacrifice. People to be celebrating, you know, in the name of that guy, then, I mean, I don't know. It's just some confusion for me. And then Christmas is, just, I never understood. You know, I just never understood it, because what is Easter? What the fuck? I'm so confused. I don't know. I always been this way. Christmas scared the hell out of me whenever I was little. I'm not going to say I didn't like them easy bake ovens. Shout out to my Amy. But, like, I would be terrified. And, you know, seeing a man nailed to the cross, freaking holes in his hands and feet and you know, bleeding. And it was just, it terrified me. So I don't know how people, I don't know. I feel sorry for kids that think the way I did. You know what I mean? Because I know I'm not the only one, but I don't know. It's just, it's disappointing. It's like, do y'all not read?
And like you said, right? But like you said, you know, what is Christmas? What is Easter? Deities. And I feel like a lot of people don't know what that is. And so to clear up a lot of that confusion, I want to jump into this clip and get your opinions after this.
What would Jesus say about Christmas? Well, that's an excellent question. And I've got my own opinion on that. And I believe that Jesus would say, why are you guys celebrating my birthday when it's not my birthday? As we all know, Jesus was not born on December 25th. Well, why are we celebrating Jesus' birthday on a day that wasn't his birthday? Now, maybe your kids are small and you celebrate their birthday on a weekend because their birthday lands on a weekday, so you might move it a smidge, but nobody moves it months. And I think if Jesus saw everybody and told us exactly what he thought about celebrating his birthday on December 25th, he would say that you are all celebrating my birthday in honor of the sun god, Horus, where they used to sacrifice babies to please him. And if you really think, if December 25th was actually a day of sacrifice of babies, how many babies would they have had to please Horus? Well, quite a few, I would imagine. Well, how many months does it take a baby? Because people want to be prepared. They want to plan ahead. So that brings us back 9 months prior to Christmas. Where? Easter. We celebrate Easter for what? The resurrection. Coincidentally, Easter, which is also another god, Ishtar, the god of war and fertility, which is why there's rabbits and eggs, was actually a pagan holiday that was observed by basically having an orgy. So everybody got together on Easter, had a lot of sex, so 9 months later there'd be a lot of babies. And coincidentally, when all those babies were born, old Horus was there December 25th, wanting you to slice them open and sacrifice the babies to him. And then here we are, thousands of years later, celebrating baby Jesus' birthday on Christmas, when in reality on Christmas was a sacrificial day where millions of babies were slaughtered, and that is what I think he would think. How dare you?
So again, like I said, he did use the word Jesus, but in it, he does go back to clear up what Jesus' actual name is. Again, it's in the Bible, and it's Yahshua, Yahweh. But again, we don't say Jesus, but I like that clip because and so now that you're hearing that in the people that are listening, why are you still celebrating? Not you, Queen Rich, but after hearing that, what were your thoughts?
Right. Oh, my gosh. He said, you get so many downloads and information and put things together in your head, you know what I mean, in a way. And then for him to actually break it down the way he just broke it down in its steps, you know what I mean? Come on. That was awesome. Come on. Like I said, that's exactly what I just said before then. It's a sacrifice day. What's y'all sacrifice? That's how I feel about it. What sacrifice? Energy, time, money that you didn't have, you know, whatever. And I mean, people will say, yeah, I did all of this. That was my sacrifice for my kids. Okay. So all this time before Christmas, you wasn't sacrificing the same shit? So what are we celebrating? Again, same question.
Exactly.
What are we celebrating?
I honestly don't know. And then I feel like when a lot of people take religion out of it, you ask yourself that question, what are we celebrating? So say
right.
we take
right.
Christ out, like you just said, what are we celebrating? And like you said, people, they going broke behind this shit. Y'all be robbing Peter to pay Paul, and you still don't have enough. You still come up short just
for some ungrateful kids to tell you they hate you a week later. But anyways, I got this other clip that I wanted to play because Real Kaya, I like her. She, you probably seen her on TikTok, YouTube. She goes into it as well, and I want to play this clip and then also get your opinions and thoughts as always. But then after clip, there's another one that I want to play, and it's on, you know, just the symbols. And I want everybody to, you know, just be more aware of what you are choosing to celebrate. And, shit, if these clips don't make you think differently, then I don't know what to tell you. But I want you to listen to this one. And this one is The Dark Truth About Christmas.
Now, you can say if you want, but viewer discretion is advised. Y'all over here participating in ritualistic, satanic, sexualized traditions and don't even know it. And yes, I was that kid crying on Santa's lap. Because why does this man know when I'm sleeping and know when I'm awake? Basically omnipresent. I'm in the shower thinking, he's gonna know if I don't scrub him between my pinky toe enough. And that's kind of weird to me. Y'all do know in the 1800s Christmas was forbidden, deemed sacrilege, and the original version was even banned in ancient Rome. I'm gonna let Huey explain.
The truth is, Christmas evolved from the Roman holiday Saturnalia, a winter festival where men gave gifts to each other. They also would get drunk, have sex with each other, and beat their wives. People would act so crazy on Christmas, the holiday was outlawed by the Protestant Church until the 1800s.
Oh, that's not the darkest parts of the origins of it. Let's keep going. Yeah, Christmas was forbidden, deemed sacrilege. Let's ask Jehovah's Witnesses why they don't celebrate it. These festivals are massively contaminated by pagan customs. So we know that it's originated from a pagan holiday, right? During the winter solstice, you know, December 25th, there were worshippers of a pagan god named Molech, and babies were offered as sacrifices. The statue was made of brass, and burning fire would be in it, and the babies would sit in the hot brass arms of Molech while the child is arsoned to death. They would beat drums to cover up the screams. And while this was happening, the parents would have a list of wishes that they wanted for the year. So that whole thing of sitting your kids on Santa's lap and taking pictures with them while they're crying, remember where that came from. Now let's talk about Santa Claus. Old Saint Nick. Old Nick means the devil, Satan. Before Christmas was actually created by Clark Clement Moore, prior to 1823, Santa Claus Christmas didn't really exist like that. He was more demonic. Oh yeah, and that ho-ho-ho laugh came from a half-man, half-stag, you know, with horns and stuff, called Robin Goodfellow. Robin, in medieval terms, also means devil. He would take kids away. You know that whole goat situation with children and the feet. Not to mention that people are engaging in spending all of this fake printed money and don't take the credit for it, knowing what this government is doing to us as citizens. Because it's a jolly time, we forget about the bad conditions of this country. The fake news, fake food, paying for water, trafficking, corruption, tyrannized laws, brainwashing of our children being sent to school to learn how to be slaves, tyrannized laws, inflation of even just trying to survive, working jobs that put us on autopilot for 60 years, code switching like we're robots to serve people who spit in people's face and throw food, grown adults who misdirect their dramatic emotions to teenagers over straws and barbecue sauce. So I get why y'all trying to celebrate these pagan holidays to take the pain away from these messed up conditions of this vibratory rate of consciousness that is affecting our condition. Christmas tree was a sexual object with hidden symbolism of male fertility, hence why you sit the offerings under the tree. That tinsel, that strip that you wrap around it, it represents semen. Now, when I saw this picture, I had to do some research on it, and y'all don't know how long it took me to actually find documented proof, because they make it so hard to find out the truth of things. They withdrew into secrecy to hide their worship behind symbolism, and guess what those ornament balls are for? During the Middle Ages, the little balls were interpreted by Christians to be witch balls. You hear that word, interpreted? The Asherim were considered altars in themselves, you know, where you got your offerings, where animals and humans were ritually sacrificed. Asherah was honored as the fertility goddess, but archaeologists have discovered figurines believed to represent her. The Bible indicates that she was worshipped near trees and poles. We literally have preachers saying that they were deriving paganism into Christianity.
December 25th is really a pagan holiday.
Well, in a sense, tell them they're right.
The Roman Catholic Church was trying to spread more of Christianity. The church had to merge itself with pagan practices and beliefs in order to blend into Roman society. So the church mixed traditions. I'm just saying everything is not what it seems, but let's move on. I keep trying to tell y'all that there's more to the story than they tell us.
Your thought?
Girl?
She said it. She said it all. And some of the stuff I didn't even know. Like, come on. If you can't get it, if you don't get it, you don't want to get it. Simple as that. You don't see the harm in it. You don't see it. It's so contradicting when it comes to you guys going at this with religion. Just like the girl said in the clip, they blended it with pagan rituals to cover it up. And what you're doing, all these symbolisms with the baby sitting on the lap of the man and the whole burning, like, come on. Can we not, I don't know, can we not make this the last one? Please, like, please. Or come up with y'all are allowed to come up with your own traditions, right? I don't understand what's the harm in that. Instead of trying to discredit what, you know, the truth really is when somebody coming at y'all with facts. That's how I feel on it.
And when listening to that, like you said, that simple, the symbolism, like all the symbolizations and shit like that, I was not aware that that was meaning that. But we know that Jingle Bells, that comes from, you know, that little whatever song they want to call it, that does come from them putting the bells in our mouth or putting that shit over our head with the bells,
yeah,
to where when we were escaping,
yeah,
our people, they would hear that. So a lot of shit, they should already know that there was something else built around it. And then just getting into the fact to where we're old enough to keep track of it, you know, records, not in our,
right,
days because it's ahead, but, you know, we spoke earlier, you know, about it being banned. And then, like, even that, I know, you know,
yeah,
you know all that information, but a lot of people don't know, like, even after it was banned, it was still only allowed in 3 states. And so,
yeah,
not speaking on,
yeah,
it being banned, but it started off as a state holiday in 1836 in Alabama. And by 1838, Louisiana and Arkansas, they followed suit. But, when was it banned, Queen Rich?
Okay, so it was banned from 1659 to 1681, and that's in Boston. Now, I'm not too sure exactly if, you know, the other colonies followed suit or not with this ban or outlaw or whatever, but I know it didn't become a federal holiday until 1870. You get what I'm saying? So some of the colonies could have been celebrating, mm-hmm, you know, but I know for sure Boston was it.
Right. And just upon checking, because I did see that, you know, certain people, they, you know, like China, Japan, sorry, they had banned it, you know, like in the 1900s. But I wanted to say back in like the 1600s, I did read a clip to where when they first banned it, when they started trying to ban it in 1647, they considered it to be a popish festival. Festival with no biblical justification, and so I can see why, you know, they were replacing it. They replaced it with a day of fasting, and that's a tradition that I wouldn't mind being, you know, being a part of,
right,
or doing, because I mean, it wouldn't hurt a lot of people to fast. Like, when you think about it, on Christmas, Thanksgiving, no matter what you're celebrating, you're overeating. And we spoke on low vibrational plate last episode.
Right.
And so on top of it being a pagan tradition, well, pagan holiday, and you just overeat. And so I feel like for me, I hope my kids carry on the tradition. I can't tell them how to raise their family once they make one.
Right.
But for me and my household, yeah, we've been done celebrating. We don't celebrate nothing. We don't even celebrate birthday.
So, yeah, we ain't got to that point, the birthday part, and I do know the shit behind that, too. But, you know, kids need to be celebrated, I feel, though. That's just my opinion on that with my household, you know. And like I said before, we are allowed to have our own traditions and live our lives our own way. I don't understand what's with the robotic,
mm-hmm,
shit, doing shit, following suit. Crippman didn't feel like Crippman because you drained. Goddamn me.
He's like Crippman.
You've been preparing for this one day for 3-4 months. Some people even got kids with birthdays, and you know what I'm saying? That's the thing. Like, mm-hmm. hey, you want to keep stressing yourself out every year, you know, but, you know, show and looks and shit like that. Do your thing, but keep it away from us. That's all. You know, I don't mind, you know, family wanting to send my kids gifts and shit like that. I would never, you know, just shy people away like that. Because, for one, kids, like I said, kids are kids. They like gifts, whatever. But what I don't like is for my kids to just be looking forward to gifts. Like, I set that shit out.
Exactly.
Like, if shit ain't genuine, I teach them that from go. Because I don't want them to be some inconsiderate, ingenuine people. You know what I mean? That's one thing I hate. But if it's not genuine, if you really don't fuck with these people, if you really, you know what I'm saying, if you really ain't feeling, you know what I mean, y'all's relationship with these people, do not accept no gifts from nobody. And I'm going to shut it down from the gate. Thing about it. That's one thing about it. We're going to get there. We're going to get there.
We will. And I feel like, again, we don't ever come on here to preach, just here to, you know, spread knowledge. And, you know, hopefully everybody, you know, you either take it or you don't. But like you said, either you're going to get it later. If you ain't got it, you probably won't get it. But again, we are always here to spread that love and share that light with you all. And again, just bringing knowledge, again, not trying to rain on no one's parade, because again, you celebrate how you celebrate.
Right.
But it is time to start,
right.
you know, making your own tradition. And I'm going to leave it at that. I feel like I preached to y'all enough. I'm going to let you, you know, talk your shit. I'm ready to jump into the music.
Yeah, because it's definitely still Frequency Sunday. Everything is still the same. We just had to bring out some, you know, some facts and things of that nature, because this is Vibrate Higher, and that's what we strive to do. Anywho, so yes, I'm going to bring us into the first song. This song right here is one of my favorites. I could not stop listening to it when I first heard a clip of it. I had to go find it, and it is King's Affirmations by N'Eko.
No cloud, I give them no power. Creators are different than ancient. Sooner than later, all will be ours. I keep an eye out for the numbers. I stay in contact, synchronization. To infinity, even beyond it, I am a common, no destination. A lot of things I am above, and there are a lot of things that are above me. Do not come for the people I love, cause then I get scary, then I get uglier.
One of the greatest, that is of all, yeah, that is a promise.
Oh my gosh, I dug into that whole, that song every time I hear it. It just puts me in a mood. How do you like that?
I love her voice. Like, she is, I consider her one to be one of those people to be, you know, love and light in human form, and I just love her energy. It's pure, it's real. Like, that is
yes.
her true form, and I swear, frequency. Like, she has that perfect pitch to me. Yes, like, it,
right.
and it just, it soothes your soul, and you can feel the vibrations, you know, from her transferring to you, and I just love it. I haven't heard that until now. You've been putting me on some shit, so I like that. Very good
yes.
Song to meditate to, so I'm definitely going to have to tap
yes.
into that tonight.
Affirmations, you hear me?
Yes, I like that. And so this next song, you're probably going to laugh at me, but you put me on, you and they put me on this song last Sunday episode, and I just can't get a fuck enough of this song. I feel like if I was in a relationship, I'd probably dance to this song all night. And again, I just love it. So let's get into it. Alexis, and girl, why I put Alexis Scott, but I know her name is Alexis Isley, Into Orbit.
I know you got some to spare.
again. I fucking love that song. I thank y'all again for putting me on to that again. That is Alexis Isley, Into Orbit.
Girl, I love it too. It's okay. It's okay. I want to just give you, you know, you're welcome. Give you grace for putting you on to that song. Baby put me on. So, yes, you are so welcome. On to the next song. This one right here is Sweetest Taboo by Sade. This is so nostalgic. Like, my granny was so cool. She had a little drop top. I don't know what kind of car it was, like, when I was little. And she would drop that top, and it would be nighttime. And you hear that Sade playing, and it just, I'm in the backseat, just not a care in the world. So, yes, the Sweetest Taboo by Sade. So you know how you don't really understand songs as a kid. Growing up and listening to that song, man, I got just that. I got the sweetest taboo, man. I tell you, I'll be on the top of the world. Like that, like it explains everything. Like that's, it's motivation in this motherfucking relationship. Like it's, we push each other. We set our minds to on goals and we fuck get it done. You hear me? I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, for real. I love that song. And then, like you said, when you're young, you don't really understand the words. But as you get older, like, that shit hit different. And that is my shit. Like, Frida Taboo, yes. I love Sade's voice. Like, I just love her. She's yes. an icon. So, yeah, you know, I definitely get those same vibes. And I want to want you to hear this song. I don't know if you probably even heard it. But I want you to hear this song, Serious. It's by Rico and Fantasia. You know, brother, sister, I don't think they should have did this together, but I like it.
Okay.
I had to get up and dance to that as it was playing. I like that song. I heard it today when I was just fucking around on YouTube, and I was like, I've never heard this before, and I liked it.
Right.
I like it because it gave me something to dance to today, and I said I didn't like it, you know, brother and sister-wise, because if that was me, my brother would kick my ass. I'm on the track saying some shit like that with him, but I like it. I like that they're able to be their creative selves, you know, as artists,
yeah,
and still make a hit, what I think. How did you feel about that song?
Okay, so my problem is it was all gravy, you know, up until Fantasia, because, girl, I associate her in church. I don't know what it is. It's the voice. I don't know, girl. It just, her voice, it sounds like when she get on, I love the energy, though. You know what I'm saying? But when she get on the track, man, I don't know. All her music just, when she got to doing that, girl.
I'm not fucking with you.
That's why I had to stop listening to her. It made me feel like church all the time, girl. And I got to, you know that, you know how you get them chills? I don't want to feel like that when I want to be live. But it was cool. It was cool.
It's funny.
Girl. But okay, so I wanted this right here. This next song is "Blow the Whistle" by Too Short, girl. I had to put a dance song into. So go on and shake the tail feather, whatever you need to shake to this one.
About to dance to this one too.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. Have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front, and they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gonna yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? They can't play on my court, can't hang with the big dog, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Grab a mic, spit one, let me hit that blunt. MC, 8-Ball, and MJG. Keep spitting that T to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ball and G, that's Memphis, baby. Short dog, that's open, baby. Ain't nothing but pimpin' these days, G. My nigga C got locked up, but these real hoes still know they got the fuck. Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. Short dog, fuck with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Big game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP, they came with Dre. They don't need ID. Slow the whistle. Slow the whistle. Rolling downhill, crash and burn, can't stand, fall back. You're doing too much, you can't handle all that. Man, it's been way too long. Time to let the whole world play your song. Like me, my shit gets around. See the country come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL. Houston and LA, ask Dave Chappelle about my rich bitch. He got it from me and made $50 million. I'm proud of you, G. But I'm crazy, you don't wanna be like me. I come from East Oakland where the youngsters get hype. Blow it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Yeah. Too Short. Up all night, baby. Album number 16. Y'all can't fuck with that.
Girl, I was so live. Oh, my gosh. That's my shit.
I was too. I had to make a Facebook post. And that shit had me over here jamming. I ain't never jammed that hard to that fucking song. But I wanted to play this next song because I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I don't think he did it. I think Megan is a liar. I don't care what nobody say. And I feel like I don't give a damn. Y'all looking at the body, whatever. I think that's a damn man because, like, I do a lot of reading, and in this damn industry, I do know that they push this, you know, this transgender shit more than they push real human beings. So I'm going to say that with that, but I'm going to jump into this song by Tory Lanez, Stupid Again. And just so everybody know, I still support him.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
I'm about to go stupid again. She out the roof of the bins. I'm about to do it again. I'ma fuck two of her friends. Just made a flip out the rock. Fuck the Frank Mueller. I jump by the jeweler again. I fuck my money up on the re-up, but I got it right back and I blew it again. Hey, bag full of bricks. Bag telling niggas like you and again. Trap ain't bump like this and so sick. So what shit start you and again? Clear it out. Shit when I sign it, I got these Benjamin Frank on my body. Ain't finna fuck it, this shit ain't exotic. Woo, 10 trash phones, cut a bitch, keep on calling. Sneakers on the floor, I've been scamming, getting it all in. Put the money dance, put the money fall. If you fuck my ex, I'm money ball. You can suck my dick and lick a nut too. Yeah, you don't like me, nigga, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Damn, he running through all his paper. That's what I do to a hater. Don't touch two things, my hair and my paper.
Both at the function, you know what I'm saying? You pull up with your bitch in a 458. I pull up with my bitch in a 488. You pull up beside my shit like, yo, what's the difference between my 458 and your 488? It's about like 80 to 100,000 cocksucker beat it.
Hey, about to go stupid again. She out the roof of the bed. I'm about to do it again. I'ma fuck two of her friends. Just made a flip out the rock. Fuck the Frank Mueller. I jump out the jeweler again. I fuck my money up on the re-up, but I got it right back and I blew it again.
And we don't wanna hear no sucker shit after this shit either, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you worried about your...
So, yeah, I really like that song. I like him. I think he is an amazing person, and I feel like he's one of those underrated artists.
See, I don't really listen to... Like I told you, I really don't listen to New Age, mainstream, none of that shit, but I really don't even know any of his music. I'm so embarrassed. I don't, but that was pretty cool. I like the energy on that. That was pretty cool. About Megan, though, it was so cringy watching that interview she did. I don't know who she did the interview. I think, what's that black lady name? I don't know if that's 60 Minutes or 2020, but she did an interview about the whole situation, and I could not, like, I couldn't believe her. Like, you know, you want to believe somebody, but you just keep looking at the facial expression, reading them, it won't allow you to. And he didn't do it. But okay. So this next song for me is Summer Walker, Stress You Out. Girl, I love Summer Walker. I'm a big fan of her. Like, I literally am. And yes, I have to give credit to Baby again, but Stress You Out by Summer Walker.
I love Summer Walker. I like her, but her ass shaped like an egg. But let's get into it.
Claiming that you ain't doing enough, claiming that anymore. Put you on your last breath, your last sweat, your last dime. Out of your fucking mind. Can't you see I'm fucking trying? You want pussy 6 times a week, and you never wanna clean up. And you talk to me like shit, and you handle me too rough. And at the end of the day, you got the nerve to bring up that bitch. But that's the difference. And what I feel like this again ain't gonna set you up. Just you you just wanna have fun. You wanna make you come.
Girl, I hear that you've been hurting. Just let me know if it ain't working. I could put mad baguettes on your own purpose. You can't go half on a baby on purpose. And then these baggers close all of that curtains purposely. Everything you do to me, you do it perfectly. And I be in your body like surgery. I got insomnia, I got a cup of perky to sleep, yeah. Put that ass round in a circle, please, yeah. Put that ass round in a circle for me, yeah. Like you're working for me, don't you show no other nigga what you learning from me, yeah.
I just wanna have fun.
Girl, me and Baby sing that song like we got a whole nigga over here, like really pointing fingers and shit. Like, nigga, you want pussy? Look, 6 times a week, you over there with, like, come on.
And you never want to clean up. I was over there.
What the fuck?
I ain't got nobody, but that's really how they be thinking. Like, you want to talk to me like shit? Like, hell no.
Right.
Yeah. So I like her. She was on it on that fucking song. Like, I don't know what she was going through, but she knew the right shit to say on that one.
You hear me?
All right. And we're going to keep it rolling because we got like 5 minutes before the show ends. But the last song of the night, I want to play Ari Lennox, Up Late.
You should be here. keep up, yeah. This flow, devour that body like corn on a cob, yeah. This flow, neighbors must be questioning my job, yeah. I see that you torn, I see you adore me.
Wondering, as that song was playing and she started hitting them notes, I said, damn, I wonder if she over there getting them church vibes from her too.
No, not at all. I love Ari Lennox for one. When she put that pressure out, baby, that's just bright. That's bright.
Hell
my
yeah.
Whole life. You hear me? That was my shit. But I love her. Like, yeah, she definitely puts me in the mind of Jill Scott, you know, can never be imitated, but still. I love that type of R&B. Like, ooh, girl, thank you for that.
It's crazy you said that because I like to think of her as if Prince and Angie Stone had a baby. It's very soulful. Like,
ooh.
I just love her. Yeah, I like them.
Angie Stone.
But I do know, you know, we're running out of time. I wanted to see, did you have any, you know, things you wanted to add it before we close out tonight?
Well, no, not necessarily adding in, just, you know, I do want to thank the listeners for sure. And like you stated before, this was not a show to, you know, this is not a podcast to belittle anyone. This is us giving you, you know, factual, actual, you know what I mean? You might not want to hear it from nobody else. You might not believe nobody else. We might have something in our voice that moves you, but you're going to get it here.
Mm-hmm.
And be expecting it every holiday that y'all like to celebrate. It's paganism, period.
Most definitely. And so when we come back Tuesday, we want all of you to join us back because we will be wrapping up season one of Vibrate Higher. And so we would definitely love for you all to be a part of that. So, again, don't forget to join us Tuesday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time for the season finale. And it's been a beautiful time with all you beautiful people. I have no words besides the show was amazing. I have the dopest co-host and yeah, we're here to put this shit in your face. But again, educational and knowledgeable purposes only, not to belittle anyone. But again, that is it for us, beautiful people. We are signing out.
I know you classy, I know you look good, but I wish you would. Let me hit you with this wood. She don't need no clapping on this beat, cause she gonna make her own clap sound with her cheeks. She don't need no clapping on this beat, cause she gonna make her own clap sound with her cheeks. She gonna like clap.